Thank you very much, Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the report of the 8th session of the UN Trade and Development Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Financing for Development that convened from 25th to 27th November 2024. Our deliberations took place at a critical juncture for the global economy, particularly for the developing countries facing cascading crises ranging from the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic to rising debt burdens, a widening development finance gap, and rising geopolitical tensions. This session was dedicated to addressing the cost of development finance to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, a theme of utmost relevance as we approach the 4th International Conference on Finance for Development, to be held in Seville, Spain from 30 June to 3 July 2025. The outcome of this IGE will serve as a substantive input to both the preparatory discussions for the Finance for Development 4 and Finance for Development 4 itself. Our discussions covered a diverse range of policy issues over 4 panel discussions that addressed policies to address the high cost of development finance, specific tools that can contribute to lowering the cost of developing finance, the role of international financial institutions, multilateral development banks, and development financing institutions in ensuring affordable development finance to developing countries, and the impact and role of sovereign credit ratings in development financing. The key issues addressed in our deliberations were greatly enlightened by the diverse and complementary expertise of the panelists, and I would like to commend the Secretariat for this achievement. The 8th IGE on Finance for Development identified several policy recommendations to address the cost of development finance to achieve the SDGs. In this regard, we agreed that urgent and ambitious action is needed to reform the international financial architecture to make it more efficient, equitable, and fit to respond to the challenges faced by developing countries in achieving sustainable development. Efforts should be strengthened for the work of multilateral development banks to deliver better, bigger, and more effectively the grants, concessional loans, and affordable long-term loans. We also called for the voluntary rechanneling of special drawing rights through these banks where possible. Countries should explore the use of sustainable debt instrument, debt for climate swaps, and climate resilient debt clauses as options to lower financing costs and support food security, as well as green and digital transitions. We encouraged continued dialogue between multilateral development banks and credit rating agencies to ensure that their ratings are objective, independent, and based on sound methods and accurate information. Lastly, we encourage developed countries to fulfill their ODA commitments to help bridge financing gaps. To conclude, the 8th IGE for Finance for Development has provided a vital platform for advancing discussions on how to make development finance more affordable, equitable, and accessible. As we move toward the ECOSOC Finance for Development Forum and the Seville Conference, this report serves as a timely contribution to shaping the global discourse on financing sustainable development. I urge this Trade and Development Board to take note of the findings and recommendations of the 8th IGE and to ensure that they inform our collective efforts to create a fairer, more effective global financing system that serves the needs of all countries, particularly in the most vulnerable, in achieving the 2030 agenda. I thank you for the constructive dialogue, and I look forward to further engagement in the forthcoming Finance for Development discussions. I thank you, Chair.